This is Experimental. I'm John Rennie. You're under arrest. You and your criminal partner have just been apprehended, and the police are holding you in separate cells. But the case against you is weak, so the police offer each of you a deal. If you will betray your partner, you'll go free, and he will serve the full sentence. If you end up betraying one another, then you'll both serve a reduced sentence. Of course, you also know that if you both stay loyal, then you'll each get just a slap on the wrist. What should you do? That problem, called the prisoner's dilemma, is maybe the most famous one in all of game theory. It's generally seen as full of insights into many types of conflicts, from Cold War posturing to the natural evolution of cooperative behavior. For decades, theorists thought they completely understood it. Yet some surprising new wrinkles have recently come to light. If you face the prisoner's dilemma just once, even a little thought quickly reveals that your best bet is to betray your partner. Doing so might bring you a short sentence, but it eliminates the risk that you will serve the maximum sentence. The more interesting situation is if you know you will face the prisoner's dilemma more than once. In that repeated or iterated prisoner's dilemma, the preferred strategy has been called tit for tat. That is, start off loyal, and then do whatever your partner did on the previous round. For more than 30 years, in endless tests, theorists found tit-for-tat to be unbeatable, and its do-unto-others message inspired some researchers to see in it hints about how our concepts of justice emerged. But then, this past April, computational biologist William H. Press and physicist Freeman Dyson announced they had found a more complicated strategy that does beat tit-for-tat. Their version of a so-called zero-determinant strategy involves a form of extortion. In effect, a smart, manipulative player can demand and get a more favorable split of the jail time. Even if the betrayed player realizes what is going on and accepts punishment just to hurt his traitorous partner, he can never come out on top. The depressing lesson was that being a louse could pay. No cosmic justice there. Yet if that's the case, how does cooperation survive in the real world? Why don't we see natural examples of creatures using this extortion strategy to get ahead? The answer might lie in simulations described by Michigan State researchers Christoph Adami and Aaron Hintz in their paper, Winning Isn't Everything. They showed that in games involving big populations of players, zero-determinant strategies are not evolutionarily stable. That is, extortionate players lose when they play against one another. They can try to take over the game, but soon they whittle away one another's advantage, and that lets players with simpler, less devious strategies pull ahead. Winning battles isn't everything if it sets you up as a long-term loser. So evolution puts those extortionists away permanently, with no hope of parole. Case closed. I'm John Rennie, and that was Experimental.